This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The United States and South Korean defense leaders are warning Pyongyang that any use of nuclear weapons by North Korean leader Kim Jong-un would be the end of his regime. South Korean Minister of National Defense Lee Jong-suh told reporters at the Pentagon that he and Secretary Lloyd Austin affirmed that any nuclear attack by the DPRK, including the use of tactical nuclear weapons, is unacceptable and will result in the end of Kim Jong-un's regime by the overwhelming and decisive response of the alliance. In a show of solidarity, the two defense leaders also announced on Thursday that they were extending the ongoing joint military exercise Vigilant Storm beyond Friday, when it was set to end. North Korea continued its unprecedented pace of missile launches on Thursday, firing six missiles, including an intercontinental ballistic missile. It fired more than 20 missiles a day earlier. A gunman opened fire on a campaign truck carrying former Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers has the story.
Party officials said former Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan was wounded in the leg and that his injuries were not serious. The attack happened in Pakistan's eastern Punjab province, where Khan was traveling in a large convoy towards the capital, Islamabad. Khan has been pursuing his campaign aimed at forcing the government to hold early elections. He was taken to a hospital in Lahore. The identity of the gunman is still unknown. I'm Karen Chamas.
As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also, on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said Thursday that Ukrainian forces can retake the strategic southern city of Kherson from Russian troops in what would be a major defeat for Russia. Austin's remarks coincided with a Russian installed official in Kherson saying Moscow was likely to pull its troops from the west bank of the Dnipro River. If that statement is confirmed, it would signal a significant Russian retreat. Austin did not answer a question about whether Russian forces were preparing to leave. The Bank of England has made its biggest interest rate increase in three decades in an attempt to beat stubbornly high inflation. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers has more.
The central bank has boosted its key rate by 0.75 percentage point to 3%. The aggressive move comes even as the bank predicted a two-year economic contraction through to June 2024. Bank of England Governor Andrew Bailey said the move was necessary to keep inflation down. The rate increase is the Bank of England's eighth in a row and the biggest since 1992. It comes after the US Federal Reserve announced a fourth consecutive 0.75 point jump as the fight against inflation takes place across the globe. Karen Chamas, London.
A New York judge says he will appoint an independent monitor for former President Donald Trump's real estate empire. AP correspondent Norman Hall has that story.
The judge's order would restrict the company's ability to freely make deals, sell assets, and change its corporate structure. Judge Arthur Engoron ordered the outside watchdog for the Trump Organization as he presides over a lawsuit filed by New York Attorney General Letitia James. The suit alleges Trump and the company routinely misled banks and others about the value of prized assets, including golf courses and hotels bearing his name. James's office says the Trump Organization is continuing to engage in fraud and has taken steps to dodge potential penalties from the lawsuit, such as incorporating a new entity in Delaware named Trump Organization LLC. A Trump lawyer says the Trump entities aren't going anywhere. I'm Norman Hall.
Ethiopia's military held a memorial service for soldiers killed in 2 years of war the day after an agreement was signed calling for a permanent cessation of hostilities. The agreement obtained by the Associated Press calls for the disarmament of Tigray forces and federal control of the Tigray region and is designed to end a two-year war that is believed to have killed hundreds of thousands of people. The signed agreement, which hasn't been made public, spells out what the Tigray elite negotiator described at Wednesday's signing as painful concessions. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.